welcome back to Ringmaster here on the Squared Circle Rolex podcast feed. If you've been listening over the last week, we have had four contestants so far run the gauntlet on the trivia to try and win a prize at the very end. So the person with the high score at the very end of all these runs of contestants can pick from either a $50 ComC credit, a $50 Steel City collectibles credit, or £40 gift voucher, or whatever they want to spend it on. We've got someone else now to run the gauntlet. Who we got on the line today from contestant number five?
Got Travis from OTP.
Travis, OTP, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm ready to run the gauntlet. I am ready to, I'll throw a little gladiator reference in, the Eliminator. I'm ready. We're going to make it to the end, Jamie. We're going to make it to the end.
I mean, yep, give it a good run. We've got a mix of questions here. So for anyone who's missed the episode so far, so we have three rounds of questions. All the normal questions are worth 3 points. Your bonus questions are worth 6. There'll be a total of 39 at the very end. And Trav, you have picked the Attitude Era as your bonus questions. So you have one bonus question and a music question based around the Attitude Era. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Right. Okay. So as always, then they start off easy and they get a little bit harder, but depending on what suits, you never know what's easy or hard. So question number one, what match did Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels have at WrestleMania 12?
The inaugural Iron Man match.
The Iron Man match. There you are. 3 points on the board. Well done. Question number two, who did Randy Orton face to defend the IC title at Backlash 2004?
Let's see. Great question. Batista.
It wasn't. It was Cactus Jack, and this was the hardcore match at Backlash.
The RKO on the thumbtacks.
On the tacks. That's right. Yep. Question number three. What tag team debuted on the 22nd of July 2002 edition of Raw? They interrupted a tag team match that Eric Bischoff deemed too boring for TV.
3 minute warning.
3 minute warning. Boom. Another 3 points there for 3 minute warning. All right, we're on to your first bonus question for Attitude Era. What kind of match did Kane and Vader have at Over the Edge 1998?
It was a mask versus mat, or like an unmasking, because Vader's mask was like you can see his face already.
It was the mask versus mask. Can you do a version of what he said at the end of the match? Can you remember what Vader said?
I don't. Can you remind me what he said? I'll do an impersonation, but I don't remember exactly what he said.
He lost, got a mask, and he said, "I'm nothing but a fat piece of shit," is what Vader said live on.
That's right. I'm nothing but a fat piece of shit.
Yeah, not very happy was Vader. Sorry, 6 points. Well done on that bonus question. Right, round two. Edge and Undertaker had a TLC match at One Night Stand 2008 for the vacant World Heavyweight title. What was the other stipulation of the match?
La Familia was banned from ringside, like Chavo, Vicky, and the Edgeheads?
They were, and there's also another stipulation, if you can name it. There's no bonus points, but I'll give you some kudos if you can consider that one as well.
I don't remember.
Okay, so I'll take in the Familia. That is absolutely fine. The other one was that if Taker lost, he also had to leave WWE, but that didn't last very long at all.
Okay.
Right, your next question. What was the winner, or who was the winner of the 2022 Money in the Bank ladder match?
2022 Money in the Bank? That was 2 years ago, so it wasn't... Priest. Otis. No, we'll go with my first answer. Otis was during COVID, but we'll go with my first answer.
It was
like chess. Otis, I took my finger off the piece.
It was Austin Theory as his full name then, 2022.
Yeah.
Your next question. The 1988 Survivor Series featured a 10-man tag in the main event. One team was headed up by the Mega Powers, but what was the other tag team headed up by?
It was the Mega Powers versus the Mega Bucks. It was Andre and Ted DiBiase, and then I forget the other three, but it was the Mega Powers versus the Mega Bucks.
I have got the Twin Towers. It was the other team was headed up by Boss Man and Akeem.
That's right. That's right. That's where they fell out of the ring, where they went to both.
They both went out. Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
No,
I'm
sorry,
thinking
Travis,
of SummerSlam, it was Mega Powers and Mega Bucks.
Sorry.
It's all good.
No worries. Right, your next bonus question for 6 points. This is the music round. So, as always, I need either the pay-per-view or the artist singing the song. I don't need the song title itself. So, Trav, this is your song.
All right. And isolation is the oxygen mask you're making children.
Travis, what was that song?
That song was great, Jamie. I think, wasn't that Insurrection? Like the event it was used was Insurrection?
It wasn't.
Okay.
The answer was Invasion. So close with the in bit, it was Invasion. So I can't give any points back. Do you know the artist out of interest? If not, I'll tell you who it is.
I do not. And what's funny is I was at that event live and I heard that over the PA.
No way.
Yeah, I was at Invasion up in
a
Cleveland.
A great pay-per-view.
Yeah. They played the production theme, like the one with the snare drum, a lot. Right.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah, the burning tree.
Yes.
Sadly, no, it was Invasion, and the song was Marilyn Manson's fight song, so no bonus points. But that's a pretty cool fact that you were at Invasion. That's a spot of luck which I didn't expect to be doing. Right, round three, so your final three questions. So can you give me any two of the entrants in the Raw 15th Anniversary Gimmick Battle Royale?
It was... Now I'm confusing my WrestleManias and the Raw 15th. Let's go with Brother Love and Roddy Piper, because I seem to remember them fighting in the corner and then eliminating each other.
It wasn't. So the 15th anniversary was more Attitude Era guys. So we had Ted DiBiase, Al Snow, Bart Gunn, Bob Buckland, Doink the Clown, Flash Funk, Gangrel, Gilbert, IRS, Jim Neidhart, Pete Gas, Reaper Man, Scotty Hotty, Sunslaw, Skinner, Steve Blackman, and The Goon. So I think you're thinking of the WrestleMania one there,
the WrestleMania one.
Sadly, no points for that one. Final two questions. What was special about Raw on February 3rd, 1997?
February 3rd, 1997... Booker T was the special part of Raw.
And he wasn't. Booker T was not involved, sadly. No, this was the first ever 2-hour edition of Raw. And your final question. So Edge faced who in a handicap match at Rebellion 2002 in the main event for the WWE Championship?
Was it Cena and Orton?
It wasn't. It was Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman.
Man, I did great. I'm so proud of myself.
I mean, you've done quite well, actually. So your total, we had 3, 6, 12, 15. We had 15 out of 39. So not a bad showing there at all, Trav.
Thank you.
So before we finish up, so we'll put you into the pool. I'm trying to think where that puts you. I think you're kind of mid of the table there with 15. So not a bad shout. Have you got anything you'd like to plug or mention before I let you go?
Go check out the Squared Circle Relics podcast every other Friday. 50th episode coming up soon.
Boom. Well, thanks for taking the time out, Trav, and thanks for taking part in the quiz, and all the very best. You never know, might do another season of it. So,
thank you so much.
Ooh, yeah! Card Tricks UK offers the ultimate VIP package for wrestling card collectors, For just $19.99 per month, you get 40 pounds of whatnot discount codes, entry to a monthly giveaway with epic prizes, entry to an exclusive VIP-only free break, and free grading from MGC, and so much more. Dig it? Message the team on Instagram for more details. Ooh, yeah!